We thought a recent headline went by way too quickly. Daniel Rodriguez, the violent insurrectionist who tasered Washington, D.C. officer Michael Fanone during the January 6th attack on the Capitol, had been sentenced to 12 years in jail. Now, you'll remember Fanone was pulled into the mob as he tried to defend the Capitol from them. Well, 2.5 weeks ago, as Rodriguez was led from the courtroom, he added insult to terrible injury, shouting, "Trump won," repeating the lie that propelled the attempted coup. January 6 has been lying dormant in the news, but we might soon see indictments in Georgia against former President Trump for his attempts to overturn the election in that state. And we read recently in The Atlantic that a former U.S. intelligence analyst who watched the Capitol Hill riot unfold from a secure location is now giving walking tours to try to tell the truth about that day. While on the tour inside the Capitol, the historic attack isn't even mentioned unless guides are asked. And as recently as July, University of Chicago polling showed 1 in 5 Americans still think the election was stolen. 12 million feel the Jan 6 violence was justified to seize it back. We wondered what Michael Fanone thought about all of this. He wrote the 2022 book, Hold the Line, The Insurrection and One Cop's Battle for America's Soul, and joins us now. Michael, welcome.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
And for, you know, my first question, how are you doing?
I think I'm finally starting to get my sea legs about me. Leaving law enforcement after 20 years, and I spent about a year dealing with not only the trauma of January 6th and the experiences that I had after that, but also really reconciling my entire 20-year career and a lot of the trauma that I endured during that. But I'm just starting to put together Mike Fanone 2.0.
Well, we want to hear about that. But we also want to be reminded, you know, what happened. I mean, you know, attacked. People have minimized that word, as you know. And so I want to elaborate more on what happened to you on Jan 6th, but I don't even know. I'm not sure. Do you still have triggers about this? Is it okay if I, you know, flesh out what happened?
That day, I have come made peace with and really have resolved the trauma from the day itself.
Oh, well, I don't know how you do that, because it's so hard to watch the video of you being pulled from this tunnel that you were protecting. You were trying to keep the mob out from this tunnel that would let them in the Capitol. You were pulled out. The man who pulled you out, he's serving 7 years. Then you were tased by Rodriguez. But the crowd was also yelling, "Kill him with his own gun." They were trying to get your gun. You're trying to hold on to your gun while you're tased. You said, "Please, I have kids." Do you think they would have killed you had they gotten your gun?
Yes, absolutely. There's no doubt in my mind.
Now that's the stuff of nightmares. How do you get past that?
I mean, for me, it was using the platform that I was given to bring attention to what happened that day and the reality of January 6th, that being that, you know, it was incredibly brutal and violent. Yeah. And it was not the tourist day or hugs and kisses that some politicians would have you believe.
Or Tucker Carlson, who got video from Kevin McCarthy and found a couple of little mild scenes and said these were just sightseers. What was it like for you to hear that?
With Tucker Carlson, like having been a Fox News consumer prior to January 6th, I mean, I always thought of him as just an entertainer. I was actually kind of shocked to see how many people in this country look to him and people like Laura Ingraham, Alex Jones, and some of these other, you know, nut jobs as being legitimate journalists. And I say that, you know, with air quotations.
Mm. Well, you had a heart attack and a traumatic brain injury because of the tasing, and then the trial. You didn't stay to hear Rodriguez speak. He gave a rambling speech about a difficult upbringing, inequality in America, but also that he went to the Capitol to defend it. He thought it was burning down. We know Fox News is playing all the images of 2020 Black Lives Matter protests, the very few that were violent. He said he thought D.C. was on fire. But you didn't stay and didn't hear him say, "Trump won," as he was led away.
Oh, I caught that part.
Oh, you did?
You know, he yelled that out after he had been sentenced, and there was absolutely nothing else that the government could do to punish him. That's when he decided to blurt out, "Trump won." And the judge had already left the bench. But whatever, if it makes him feel better.
Well, again, I'm going to ask your permission here, but we have some of Rodriguez when he was being interviewed by the FBI, and he's talking about you. Do you mind if we play that?
No, go right ahead.
Okay.
Why did you tase him?
I don't know. I'm a piece of I'm sorry. I don't know. He's a human being with children. And he's not a bad guy, he sounds like. He's just doing his job.
Can you square that with the guy in the courtroom? I mean, how'd you feel when you heard that?
I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not a sociopath. I'm capable of compassion and empathy. It's just I don't have any left for people that participated in January 6th, and I don't have any left for people that continue to push the lies that inspired January 6th, regardless of their motivations.
Well, let me ask you about that, because you've said, and correct me if I've got this wrong, you know, Rodriguez, goodbye, but he's a pawn. And you'd like to see some of the people who ginned up the insurrectionists and people who spread the lies and people who met in, you know, a ballroom at a hotel planning the day. Who would you like to also see charged?
I mean, I will say bluntly, I think that there's ample evidence to charge Donald Trump and many of the other familiar faces from the January 6th rally, as well as Roger Stone, Alex Jones, individuals who were involved in and had the interactions that kind of tied Trump world to the Oath Keepers, Proud Boys, and Three Percenters. Not only should they be charged, but they must be charged. A lot of people in this country still believe that the 2020 election was stolen. And there are people who continue to this day to be inspired by those lies to commit acts of violence. We just heard about this arrest of this individual that went to former President Barack Obama's neighborhood, mm-hmm. inspired yet again by the former president, Donald Trump, armed, looking to do harm to the former president.
This is Taylor Toronto, who's a Jan 6 defendant.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so when people ask me, you know, am I exhausted from trying to convince Americans about the realities of January 6th? There was a point in which I was exhausted, and then I just stopped trying to do it. That's why the rule of law is so important in this country. It doesn't matter anymore if people believe in January 6th, believe the realities of that day. What matters is that the people responsible for it are held to account, that they're charged.
What would you say to a Marjorie Taylor Greene who's been to the prison and calls the incarcerated defendants political prisoners? Or to Josh Hawley, one of the speakers at the rally who was seen later on a video running for his life from the mob that he had helped gin up, who's now selling mugs, Jan 6 mugs, with a picture of him from before the insurrection at the rally cheering on the crowds.
I wouldn't say anything to either one of them because they're both idiots. We have too many people serving in elected offices in this country that only care about themselves and are an embarrassment to the rest of us.
And just briefly, what do you think? As a guy sincerely giving tours, following the footsteps of the insurrectionists, and people so far, according to The Atlantic, who are going on this walking tour, seem sincerely to want to know the truth. And yet inside the Capitol, on the walking tour for tourists inside, it's not mentioned as if there's some disagreement about, well, we don't want to offend anyone, how we characterize it.
Yeah, I mean, good for him for telling people what actually happened. I mean, it's an embarrassment to me that the architect of the Capitol has kind of whitewashed what happened on January 6th. There was legislation that was passed in which a monument was supposed to be erected honoring the police officers who responded to the Capitol. It was supposed to have been done within 1 year. That has long since come and gone. It took a hell of a whole lot of me pestering people just to get the officers honored with congressional gold medals. You know, we had 21 House Republicans vote against the officers receiving that honor.
And some died.
Robin, some died. Many, many, many officers continue to struggle, some severely, with the trauma of that day.
Yeah. Michael Fanone, we'd love to have you back when you figure out what you're going to do, but you're sort of doing it right now in this moment. And we thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.